Soros-funded group praises Biden plan to open border, step in right direction. By John Binder on April 12, 2022. The Center for American Progress, an influential lobbying group financially linked to billionaire George Soros, is praising President Joe Biden's plan to open the United States-Mexico border by ending the Title 42 border control first imposed by former President Trump. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has announced that Biden will end Title 42 on May 23. The authority, which serves as a border control measure, has allowed federal immigration officials to quickly return nearly 2 million illegal aliens to their native countries over the last 2 years. Though 56% of Americans, including 52% of swing voters and nearly 3 in 10 Democrat voters, oppose Biden's ending Title 42, the Soros-funded Center for American Progress is praising the administration for the move. In a piece titled "Ending the Title 42 Expulsion Policy is the Right Thing to Do," the group's research assistant, Zephitra Dabramola, suggests that there was no scientific reasoning behind the border control to begin with. Despite the overwhelming number of Chinese coronavirus cases in Central America and Mexico, the decision to end the Title 42 expulsion policy is the right one, Mola writes. The Biden administration has recently taken steps to improve asylum access at the border, including by issuing an interim final rule to streamline asylum applications and thus reduce immigration court backlogs, terminating Title 42 for all migrants, including single adults and families with children, is another step in the right direction. At a time when humanitarian needs are increasing due to escalating crises around the world, from Europe to Africa to the Americas, the Biden administration has an opportunity to restore and rebuild the United States asylum system in a fair and humane manner. Emphasis added. Biden's ending Title 42 would come as Mexico currently has nearly 400,000 active coronavirus cases, Honduras has nearly 300,000 active cases, Guatemala has nearly 5,000 active cases, and El Salvador has more than 7,300 active cases. Top Biden officials have admitted that they expect up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens, the equivalent of Atlanta, Georgia's resident population, to arrive at the southern border every month. Representative Andy Biggs, Arauz, has projected that potentially 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens could arrive at the border every day. As Breitbart News reported, Biden is looking to expand his catch-and-release plan with the end of Title 42. That vision includes transforming the border into a mere checkpoint where border crossers and illegal aliens are processed at DHS facilities before being released into the U.S. interior with orders to report to federal immigration officials at a later date. Part of that plan includes providing border crossers and illegal aliens with free cell phones, the White House confirmed, before they are released into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.